USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden blitzed the battleground states of Michigan and Pennsylvania Saturday, trying to shore up support just days away from the election. In Flint, Biden told his supporters that a national mask mandate is part of his plan to deal with the pandemic.
On day one of my presidency, I'll put in action a plan I've been talking about for months, already laid out. A national mandate, mask wearing, social distancing, testing, tracing, all things, as President Obama just said, that should have and could have been put in place months and months ago.
President Trump told supporters in Reading, Pennsylvania, that Biden's plan would result in a national lockdown.
Under Biden, there will be no school, no graduations, no weddings, no Thanksgiving, no Christmas, no Easter, no 4th of July. There will be no future for our country. Other than that, he's going to do a great job.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.